Blog Talk Radio.
Our community have become toxic waste. Those in high places are planning to remove the toxic waste. And while we flitter and live this frivolous, foolish life, seeking pleasure from our bodies and pleasure from the bodies of others, and seeking to be famous and wealthy in this world, to be used by the power to make our people think that if you go to school and work hard, you too can be successful. That's a lie. I don't give a damn how many of you go to school and work hard. They select a few out of the mass to deceive the rest that this house is not your house. And you are going to have to think about a house of your own, because white America, listen to me good, man, cannot support you any longer. White America cannot give jobs to her millions of unemployed, much less ours. Did you hear me? Elijah Muhammad told us in the 60s we should pool our resources and get farmland, because there is no freedom without land. You remember those teachings? He said that the time of separation had come, and that we are going to have to think about building a nation of our own. You, in the 60s, you were ready to say it's nation time. You don't say that no more, because you have been deceived into thinking that inclusion into this is your salvation. This that you want to be included in has no future. None.
Greetings and assalamu alaikum. Welcome to tonight's Time to Leave Blog Talk Radio Show. This is the show where we talk about, discuss, explore, and plan everything having to do with separating and forming our own communities, or controlling the communities in which we live. All of the above, any of the above, for us to define our own freedom, justice, and equality. If that's something you've thought about, if that's something you heard about, that's something that you think is a good idea or you think is controversial, this is the show where you discuss it, get information, listen to examples, listen to people doing it, and share your opinions. So that's what we're going to do tonight. Tonight we are talking about and reflecting on the Nation of Islam's first virtual, 100% virtual Savior's Day 2021. If you were able to participate in Savior's Day and you benefited from it and enjoyed it, or you have some comments about what you enjoy most, please hit the 1 on your keypad and you will be in the queue and we will bring you in the conversation. And of course, the first person that we're going to open up for is for Dr. Rishley Mufmin Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, sir.
Wa alaikum salam.
How are you doing,
yes,
Dr. Rishley?
Well, I'm great, man. I mean, it's been a happy Savior's Day.
Happy Savior's Day.
Because it's still going on. I mean, it's going on from last Wednesday through last night. You know, the minister spoke to the believers on last Wednesday, and then he came and spoke to us again last night.
That's right.
And in between, he brought us up to date on the COVID vaccines and up to date on our behavior and our God. And then we had so many workshops, and we thanked the members of the Ministry of Agriculture. We put on a dynamite workshop in which they gave their reports for what they were doing in their cities. And it was quite, I was impressed.
That's right, me too.
Because, you know, when you're stuck in one location, like we are, you know, we're stuck on the farm. And then when you have a Savior's Day, we'd be presenting, but it all be in one location, and you got people there who are in the Ministry of Agriculture who are from different locations, but they know us, the leadership of the Ministry of Agriculture, they all know us, but we don't really know them. We talk with them on the phone. We do business with them in terms of shipping products, but we don't really know what's going on in their city. And this gave a chance to show the world of what they were doing. And I was impressed. Everybody I talked to who saw it were impressed with what our members of the Ministry of Agriculture are doing in their cities. So, and it was a beautiful thing about the setup, the virtual setup, is that in a regular, in face-to-face Savior's Day, you have overlapping workshops. And so people have to pick and choose. And then that's it. So if you don't go to that workshop, depending on somebody else who went to it to tell you what was in it, because there's no recourse. But now, in the virtual thing, it's still up. You go to noi.org/sd2021/. And then it's taking you to Savior's Day, and you have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday that you click on, and they have all the programs, all the plenary sessions, the workshops, all of that is there. And so at your leisure, you can sit there and look at anything you want and then go back and look at it again, you know, in case you missed something. So it really allows people to really study,
yes, sir,
and learn. So I think it was just great. The even though, you know, we love to see the believers, and I make a little joke. You know, we know that Savior's Day is like what it would be like if we were all living in communities of just believers. We would have Savior's Day every day. But we had it once a year. But this time we couldn't all get together. So we missed that. Well, there's a way to solve that. Move close to one another, and you can have Savior's Day every day. So it's there. The Time to Leave program is this Savior's Day is really going to help that, because people really miss the face-to-face, the camaraderie, and to see all those believers looking good in one location. The only way you see is assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaikum. You know, that's all you hear. So now we got to work towards making that a reality on an everyday basis. So I was thoroughly impressed with what the presenters were presenting, and I also was impressed with the absence of one of the major parts of Savior's Day, and that is that believer crowd, a crowd of believers.
Yes, sir. So, yes, sir.
Yeah. So those are highlights of my thoughts.
Well, actually,
I wonder if anybody else.
We do have some people in the queue.
Oh, queue them up. Let them in.
Okay,
let them in.
Yes, sir. All right. We're going to go to the caller with the last four digits, 9014. What's your name and where you calling from?
also like this is Sister Hadia from Grand Rapids, Michigan. I didn't even realize I was in the queue, but I'm grateful to be able to say a couple words as I shared during the Ministry of Agriculture conference call. I was so impressed with the presentation that the Ministry of Agriculture preparing to see what other believers are doing around the country and what we can do in our own city. So this is very encouraging, lots of great information. And like Brother Dr. Ridgely said, you know, even though we weren't able to convene together as believers, the spirit, even on the virtual presentation, the spirit was still there. The spirit was just amazing in all of the workshops that I was able to see. I wasn't able to see all of them, but like, again, we can go back and watch them. So that was, that's one of the advantages of the virtual convention. But the spirit was great, and it was one of the best Savior days that I've experienced. All praise due to Allah, and happy Savior's Day. Thank you.
Thank you, and happy Savior's Day to you. Anybody else, Brother Carlson?
Yes, sir. We're going to go to the caller with the last four digits, 0521. What's your name and where are you calling from?
It's your brother Khalifa calling from Kansas City, Missouri. Happy Savior's Day to everyone.
Happy Savior's Day.
And I just want to thank Allah for such a great, great Savior's Day. And like Doc was saying, you know, that virtual Savior's Day brought us all together, and we could see it anytime we want to and look at it again. And it was so beautiful. And it don't take much for me to, you know, bring tears up in my eyes. And every that I went to, everyone that I went to, it was so beautiful, you know. And especially ours with the Minister of Agriculture, to see all the presentations, it just swelled you up inside, and just the relief of all the hard work that we've been doing. So I thank Allah. And then like we had the meeting last night, and the minister went into more and more to imbue us with that spirit of God. So it was just a great, great blessing. And I know this is going to go down as one of the best Savior's Days that we have ever had in the history of all of our Savior's Days. And to boot, today I was over at the farm. I went over, tractor started up so fast it shocked me. I said, it started up. Plus, I made the last payment on a used truck that I'm buying from a brother, you know. And I was telling him after we signed over the title and everything, and I gave him the last money, I said, now let's change the subject. I said, remember I gave you that flyer on Staple Goods, 19B? He said, yeah. I said, but you didn't order nothing. So I highly advise you, brother, to get you some Staple Goods and some water and stock up. There's something coming. You may not see it, but our leaders told us that. He said, what are you talking about? I said, you better get you some navy beans or something. I said, we got an order coming in, and I'll be able to sell you some, you know. So I'm going to bag them up, like I said, in the bags that we're going to be getting, in the little 20, 25 2-pound and the 25 5-pound and everything. Now, check this out. Now, after that, I had, you know, I've been passing out the flyers where the minister advised us not to take the experimental vaccine. Now, this is what he said. He said, brother, I was on my way to my appointment to take a shot today. I said, brother, you better read this here. This will save your life. And if your wife or your mama take one, it's going to, you know, sterilize your wife. It's going to kill your mama. He said, oh, brother. He said, I see. I'm going to sure enough read this. Then I had to go get a battery for my the used truck I bought. I went down to Memphis to see if I get a battery and a wiring for it. And check this out. This is so beautiful. God blessed me twice. I was talking to this, well, I got out, this brother said, hey, how you doing? I said, I'm fine. I come back out. I said, let me go and just say something to this brother. I said, brother, what do you think about the vaccine? He said, man, I'm not going to take the vaccine. He got out of his car, come over to my car. Look, I'm not going to take it. I said, let me show you this here. I gave it to him. He seen Farrakhan. He said, yeah, I'm going to read this. Allah blessed me so good Then I went to the other battery place to get a battery for my watch. Give me a few more seconds. To get a battery for my watch, Allah bless me. Normally I'll pay $14 or $15 for a battery for my watch. I got this battery for $1.07. So Allah has been good to me today. So that's all I want to say. All praise be to Allah. I wouldn't be nothing but a Muslim. Thank you so much.
Wow.
Oh, praise be to Allah.
$1.28, brother. Come on now. You got to tell the deal,
yeah.
Bro. How about you get batteries like that?
Look. Look, I guess I can go back. You just tell me the name that you want. This is a call wholesale batteries. They sell big, giant batteries, batteries for cars and trucks, all the way down to batteries for your watches and stuff. Yeah, I'm telling you, it was incredible.
Wow.
Wholesale batteries.
Yes, I was okay. Blessed. I've been blessed beyond blessed. Yes.
Oh, sure. Praise be to Allah.
Hey,
yeah, I'm with you, brother. Carlson called me up on the phone last week. Somebody, he called me. Tell him, would you call me up, brother Carlson? You out there pushing a phone call and passing out the flyers.
Yes, sir. I can bear witness to what Khalifa was saying. You know, I went in the area. It's an apartment complex where people are obviously on fixed income. It's all black people. The town of Dawson is all black people in the town. And so I'm going from door to door. And so I don't tell them I have a flyer from Farrakhan that I have a flyer about not taking vaccines. I said, I got some information about the vaccine for you. And before I can tell them what it is, they said, I ain't taking it. Mm-mm, nope. Okay, that happened one time. I said, oh, okay, you know. And then it happened again and again and again. And people, I mean, it seemed like the brothers and sisters that are on the streets and struggling, they ain't thinking about taking that vaccine. But whereas the people who are doing a little bit, the nicer houses and everything, they don't want to hear it. They taking the vaccine. But yeah, it was some brothers and sisters. They before I can give it, then when I gave it to them, they're like, oh yeah, let me see this. Yeah. I ain't taking it.
So it's amazing. It seems the very ones that we know they're after, the young black men and women, right?
Yep.
That's what they really want. And they're the very ones who are skeptical. I don't want that stuff. You know, they use some expletives.
Yes.
Okay? But the bourgeoisie, the educated, the ones who got a job and want to keep it, like Mr. Farrakhan said, you know, they're coming out with this green tag on your computer so you can show people that you done took the vaccine, and now they're trying to say, well, you're not going to be able to get on a plane unless you have that green tag. And Ms. Farrakhan said, you will lose your airplanes.
People ain't
coming. You know? So this is a separation, you know? And the enemy, I want everybody to go to the CDC website, cdc.gov, and look up zombie preparedness.
Oh, Lord.
It's on the CDC website. You ain't going to believe this. You're going to think it's a hoax, but it's real. They got it on there. They're telling you what's about to happen, but they're trying to make you think that they're lying. They just put that out there just, you know, they're saying that just to get you interested in being prepared for disasters. All right, but they use the example of a zombie preparedness. I mean, this is the devil saying what? I told him, don't take this vaccine because it'll make you into a zombie. I told him, but no, so you can't get on me. I told him, but it's real, and we know that Gates and bought up, you know, he's trying to buy up all the seeds, buy up the land. They want to completely control the food system.
Mm-hmm.
And who's in the way? Farrakhan's
mm-hmm.
in the way. Farrakhan's in the way with them controlling the food system. Farrakhan's in the way of them dispensing these poisons to billions of people. So, you know, it's just great to be a part of that number on the right side of time, in the right army, pushing the right cause.
Praise
be to God. Great testimony. to both of y'all. Mm-hmm. And I thought the people were lying for a minute until I actually went to the CDC's own website and got the data on the number of people who've been vaccinated. And come to find out, as of February the 22nd, only 1 out of 20 black folks have taken both vaccines, both shots, and only 1 in 20 have taken one shot, and 1 in 44 have taken the 2 shots. So 1 in 20 have taken both shots. I mean, 1 in 20 have taken one shot, and 1 in 44 have taken 2 shots. So you're supposed to have 2 shots for the full dose for the Moderna and the Pfizer. So this bad boy is not rolling out the way they thought it was going to roll out.
That's right.
That's right.
They had all this publicity pushing it, get all the stars, pushing it. And yet one man, this man, Farrakhan, is blocking their game. So we take a lot for him. Yes, sir.
Go ahead. We got a couple more callers in the line.
Okay. Bring it. Put them on.
Caller with the last 4 digits, 3259. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Welcome. This is Brother Tommy of Little Rock. Happy Savior's Day.
Brother Islam.
Happy Savior's Day.
Oh, brother, this is one of the best I have witnessed. Kind of like going to a ball game versus sitting at home looking at it. Don't hardly miss nothing. And I enjoyed it so much. But the most, what I enjoyed the most was last night when he made known why he let Minister Ishmael carry the day. Is to bring out those defects that may cause us to have a problem on the second exam. And I look at this as being, this is why we're going into self-improvement. We've got to improve self first and foremost in order to see our weaknesses. These weaknesses are going to face, we're going to be faced with them during the second exam. And we've got those that still don't want to, fess up to Master Father Muhammad, to whom praise is due forever. So we were talking about asking a while ago. We ain't asking for something for a God that's out in the space. We know his name. We can call upon him. And we call upon Master Father Muhammad, whatever we need. Salaam alaikum.
Well, alaikum salam. Thank you, brother. And you're right. The minister is showing us that we have to be what? Right and exact.
That's right.
Especially when you're quoting the most honorable Elijah Muhammad and Minister Farrakhan. You've got to be right and exact, because a slight deviation here at this point can lead to a large miss of the target down the line. So we must be careful with our tongue. He said what? Words matter. Words matter. And you can take that another step, because in the beginning was the what? The word. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it became manifest. So the words first, then the matter. The word, then the matter. So get the word straight first. Don't let that deviate. And so the power of the word, and this is what Minister Farrakhan has used. We don't have weapons. We don't have money to buy people. All we have is the word that came from Master Farah Muhammad through the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and now through Minister Farrakhan. That's actually rebuilt a nation. It's resurrected a whole nation and put us back in place looking like pearls and diamonds and gold. The people themselves are the manifestation and the bearing of witness to the power of the word. So we were able to get these words out, and now we go straighten them out. We got to go back and study more to make sure that we're representing correct, because, like the minister pointed out, a small deviation at this point, and we may miss the whole goal in the end. So it's important that we get it straight, right and exact, all the time.
Praise be to God.
Anybody else?
Let's see. Not for now. And brothers and sisters, if you are enjoying what you're hearing, you want to make a comment, let us share with us your Savior's Day experience, please press the 1 on your keypad. That will let me know that you're in the queue, and I will bring you in the program. So we still got Tommy, Brother Khalifa on the line, Dr. Ridgely.
Okay, but you got any more comments for the time?
Make sure I'm finished. Thank you, sir.
Yep. I got one more comment. I was at the car wash. I have to go to the car wash every day. That's the only way my wife let me drive her car. So I was at the car wash. I was at the car wash. So you pull over to the little section to where you wipe it off and everything. And it was a young brother. Looked like he was about old. 27, 28 years old, and he was driving a beautiful white Mercedes Benz. So, you know, I always carry those flyers about the experimental vaccine that the minister had, you know, given to us. So I said, brother, could I share something with you? He said, yes, sir. And I showed it. He said, Falk, I said, I'll read this about the vaccine. So then I went over to the other side. And I was talking to this brother. Looked like he was about old, in his old late 50s. And I didn't have a flyer with me. I said, brother, what do you think about that vaccine? He said, well, you know, it's acted up. It's the variants and stuff like that. I'm thinking about taking it. I said, what? I said, brother, you take that shot, you're gonna suffer from that. I said, let me show you something. Would you like to get a flyer from Farrakhan? He said, no, I don't want that. I said, well, okay. I said, but you know, how can you trust him? He said, well, but we got to do something. I said, yeah, but how can you trust him? You remember the Tuskegee? When I said that, I mean, he went on, almost went into convulsion. Ooh, ooh. You know, I said to myself, well, I ain't going to give him a flyer. But at least I put something on his mind. Maybe he'll see the next one. He'll take a flyer. But that's what happened. And 2 days in a row, the next day I went, I laid a pass out another one at the car wash. So I just wanted to share that. Praise be to Allah. Allah's working.
Praise be to Allah.
Well, you know,
got some callers, Dr. Ridgely.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say this one thing, you know. Okay, you got them people over 50. They know Farrakhan. They know about the Million Man March. They know.
Yeah.
But they have made their choice. They chose Barabbas.
Right.
Mr. Farrakhan
said, right.
You're going to choose these murdering pharmaceutical companies that have been sued over and over again. Now
that's
they're protected
right.
from lawsuits. And you're going to trust them over me?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Take that vial of poison.
Exactamundo.
Okay, put them
okay.
on.
Caller with the last 4 digits, 8804. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Assalamu alaikum. This is Sister Andrea from Eolia, Missouri. How's everyone this evening? Yes, sir. Yes,
great.
Sir. Ministry of Agriculture workshop was absolutely phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. I mean, it just is a reminder of the work that we can do. And it's just, I commend the sisters and brothers who are out there doing it. The idea that you were talking about of the mobile grocery store, it was absolutely phenomenal. Yes. That makes so much sense. Like you said, you can move that so many times a week. And people will know that you're coming, but you don't. It's not like that store has to be dependent on one area support. I love that. And then there was the sister who has the 4-H club working with the children. The sisters who are working with the children, I mean, they just have my heart because that's what it's all about. We want to teach our children agriculture. And one sister, and I don't have all the names in order, but the sister who had the children working with them, they had the 4-H club. Another sister was working with the children and had the farm store the farmer's market, and each child had their own section and could sell what they grew. I mean, it was just so much. It's so many things I commend. Sister Majida talked about the food co-op that they started in California. It's just so much we can do, so much inspiration. I just commend everyone. It was beautiful. I thank you all.
The sister who actually broadcast from her store as she was serving customers, and she's the one who has the MUI, the ag food within the MUI. That's Sister Zatima. Sister Zatima from Richmond, Virginia. And the other sister you were talking about, she's up from Indianapolis, Sister Vivian. And she has the Elephant Garden. And she's doing phenomenal work with the young people, the children as well. So, yeah, I was really impressed by what we're doing with no support except from self and the local believers. And so, whereas you might not see us on a national level, you know, it might not be promoted and people don't know about it. Now people know. And now it's there sitting, the spin over and over again, that anybody, when they hear about it, they can go look now. So what is the Ministry of Agriculture doing? What are we doing? We got a farm. Mm-hmm. I don't get no watermelons up here. What are they doing down there? Well, now you get a chance to see it. We're busy like a bee in the carcass of a dying lion. So I'm so glad that the believers, the Ministry of Agriculture, believers, the workers, the worker bees, had a chance to show people what they're doing. And people didn't know, but they know now. Praise
due
to Allah. Thank you.
And Dr.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I have one more comment. I have a family member I have two family members that I'm in contact with frequently who are both incarcerated. Unfortunately, it's the grandson and the grandfather. I talked to the grandfather today who I don't know. He's been incarcerated for years, and I've been telling him not to take that vaccine. So today when he calls, he tells me, well, I took the first one. I said, why did you take that? He said, look, I'm in here. If I was out on the street, maybe not, but I'm 70 years old. The young brother's up in here not taking it. The young brother's up in here not taking it. But we older brothers, we don't know what else to do. I said, but I told you, but sir, yes, sir. The young brothers are not taking it. I don't know about these older brothers like the other brother was talking about. I don't know, but yet he took it. Despite our conversations in the past.
Wow.
Assalamu alaikum.
Well, you know, what's interesting, what it sounds to me like, I don't know what to do. You know, it sounds to me like, look, I'm tired. Maybe this will just take me on out because I can't get out. I'm not going to get out. I'm tired of being up in here. So if they take the shot, I just take the shot. Maybe it will take me out. But the young ones, they're going to get back out. So they don't want that shot. Go ahead, Brother Carlton.
Yeah, I was going to say, it takes work. It takes work to find the alternative. I mean, if you are someone that they say that, you know, say you are in the age and you got high blood pressure, you're obese, and, you know, you got, you know, you're taking all these drugs and diabetes and stuff, and you're like, look, that's me. COVID is coming toward me. And, you know, it's like, the alternative is to get healthy. The alternative is to get your immune system to lose weight, stop eating sugar, and, you know, get off the junk food, stop eating fast food. Well, it's easier to say I'm going to take a shot than to change all that.
Right. That's right. It requires work. And you brought up I was in the airport coming back from Chicago. And, man, our sisters, man, brothers too, but more so the sisters are obese. Out of shape. And they got a nerve to wear these camel lashes. I call them camel lashes. Them eyelashes.
Oh.
You know what I mean? And do they think that them eyelashes is going to compensate for the complete lack of a feminine shape? Complete lack of a human shape. But put on eyelashes is going
to... Sound like to me. what they would say about you, Doc, they'd say that you fat shaming, Doc.
What? Fat shaming?
They call that fat shaming. So they try to teach
fat
people love the way you are, love the way you is.
The problem is, then they become what? They become a victim when it comes to comorbidities. Now they got comorbidities that having all that blubber reduces, and now they die from a simple cold virus, a flu virus, and now they got to take a shot that they don't know what it's going to do to them.
Mm-hmm.
They're scared because they know they're wrong. They know they're wrong about being overweight. They know it, and now they're scared. But like you said, it takes work to get that off. They got it on by not working because they don't want to work. They just want to just sit up there and just eat whatever they want to eat anytime and then put on eyelashes when they want to go out to impress somebody. They can put on some eyelashes, some camel lashes.
Well, I'm going to stop you while you're here, Doc. We got some callers. We got some callers. Should I bring them on?
thank you, bro.
Okay. So we got caller with the last four digits, 2303. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Oh, yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum and happy Savior's Day.
Happy Savior's Day, Brother Terrence.
Brother Terrence in Phoenix. I want to start and just thank my brother, Brother Carlton, for helping me out. That was my first time ever doing a Zoom call. So, you know, he kind of took his brother by the hand and called him up, and we did a little test run and tried to do another little test run. Then I sent him my pictures, and then he did the pictures for me. So that was my PowerPoint presentation. He did it. So thank you for the call.
He'll take a monetary tip.
Yes, sir. He earned it. So, you know, inshallah.
It's just important to me that we all get represented in the best light.
Yes, sir. Praise be to Allah. So I got a few calls from people, you know, from the members in the Ministry of Agriculture called me and told me they liked the presentation. And one brother here called me and told me he's on board with the store. So just keep him posted. You know, and a few other people contacted me. So I said, oh, praise be to Allah. So that was my question, Doc. Last night, you know, you had the various representatives who hosted planetary sessions or workshops, and I was waiting for the Ministry of Agriculture, somebody to represent the Ministry of Agriculture. So did you get emails or anything like that from the workshops
look, if you notice, these are all the people who are already in Chicago. Now, I didn't even find out that there was going to be a Wednesday a meeting until Monday at the airport when somebody told me about it. So, in other words, I was already leaving Chicago, and it was just decided evidently that Monday that they was going to have a meeting that Wednesday. So they only took the people who were there. I'm sure if I was there, they would have asked me to say a few words about our workshop. I'm sure of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that
mm-hmm.
they just brought the people who were already in Chicago. Because, again,
okay.
It was impromptu. As of Monday, it was only on Monday that I heard about it as I was leaving town. I definitely couldn't turn around and go back. But
I don't think
that was any malintent. I think it's just a matter of they chose the ones who were actually there in Chicago.
Yeah, but no. I'm talking about like when you were watching the various workshops, there was some information under there for you to input either your name, some comments, what you liked about the presentation, this, that, and the other. So you heard Dr. Wesley read a couple of those that people left, you know, to say they liked the workshop, this, that, and the other. You heard
Well, I know there was a place. There was a place on there at the end of our presentation.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Did you get those emails or those messages forwarded to you about the workshop? About comments people might have made. No.
No. Okay. Not as I know of. I posted on my Facebook page and I got comments from the Facebook page, which are very, very positive. But I didn't get any of those comments.
Okay. Yeah, I was just, you know, when I saw that last night, I said, oh, wow, I wonder if we got stuff like that, you know. But,
I don't remember.
All right.
I don't remember. Yes, sir. And, your presentation was very, very good and everything, but people just don't know that it was like maybe 5 minutes into the showtime that we decided that he gonna make it. You. It's almost like we're gonna find somebody else to fill it, to take his spot, because we don't know where we're gonna get it together now. The last minute.
You hustled up with a team. You hustled a thousand.
Yes, sir. That's right.
It didn't happen.
Come on, we make it happen. Praise be to Allah. All right. Well, thank you so much. May Allah continue
to bless us. The people didn't see the behind the scenes activities, but it all looked good on Front Street. So all praise due to Allah.
Praise be to Allah. Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum.
Waalaikumsalam.
I'm sorry. And we do have another caller, Dr. Rajim. Would you open the mic?
Yes, please.
All right, caller with the last four digits, 779. What's your name and where are you calling from?
You come right.
Happy Savior's Day, sister, but we can't hear you too good. We know who you are.
I just want to call you and say Happy Savior's Day, all my sister brothers. I really enjoyed the workshop. I feel like you listen to the game. And it's really good. I would like to listen to Saturday night, talk about COVID-19. These people out here don't care about us. I be telling people, you know, don't take no shot. Likewise, my Mr. Falcon told all of the world, you're not taking no shot. They don't want to listen. That's on them, you know? And that's what the doctor be telling people. They help you breathe and help you feel better. Boy, they ain't done my life. That's all. Yeah. People just don't want to listen. That's all. Yeah.
That's
I
right.
Enjoy the David Day workshop. Thank you.
Well, this is the Dolores, right?
I'm the Dolores. St. Louis.
Yeah, St. Louis. This is Dolores. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, sister.
All right.
Thank you
all
so
right,
much.
Sir. Okay.
Bring Islam. Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's just so obvious that, number one, you don't take the shot. And number two, you know, like I said, they give them the preachers, and the preachers are afraid to open the churches because they're afraid of dying and going to heaven with Jesus and Abraham, I guess. But now Master come and give them some free food to pass out. Get the people to come and take the shot. Now, if that ain't bound down to Satan, I mean, they really have exposed them. Allah has allowed Satan to expose the preacher. Now, there was a church down here, Brother Carl. Do you know I went to that church and I gave a presentation?
Yes, sir.
About my campaign. That was the only black church that was open through all this whole pandemic. And I talked to the sister who invited me and said, nobody in her church has died or even gotten sick. Because they believe in Jesus. They believe in Jesus. So they went there
you go.
With the spirit of Jesus, and they came out clean. The other punctified preachers and congregations are afraid of a little bug, but they believe in Jesus. So this thing has exposed so much, okay, so much hypocrisy, so much chicanery, so much bowing down to the powers that be
and not believing in God and God's mercy and the messenger. But now, I mean, even, you know, you believe in Jesus, don't you? Then they got, I hear you in the name of Jesus, but I ain't going to come to church in the name of Jesus. Because I'm scared of a virus. So, yeah, it's this thing is exposed so much. Anybody else, Brother Carlton?
That's it for now, brothers and sisters. We're down to the last 15 minutes, and this is your last chance.
Now, what I'm going to
get something in. So press the 1 on your keypad.
Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to do what I threatened to do last week.
Mm-hmm.
And that is put Sister Ann on the spot. Here, Sister Ann.
Oh, I just want to say I enjoyed the workshop, and last night was phenomenal. The minister gave us a lot to think about. So I'm thinking, and I'm sure everybody else is, oh, first of all, Happy Savior's Day to everybody.
Happy Savior's Day.
Yes. And the workshops were great. And I think that we can do this virtual Savior's Day again, if necessary. But I know some people want to get together and want to see everybody. And, you know, maybe it can fluctuate back and forth. 1 year virtual, 1 year in person.
Hmm.
So we'll just see, because this one, you know, we came out ahead in so many ways. We didn't have to spend a lot of money. All of the monies that were brought in could be put to use
right.
in building the nation rather than building up someone else. So this, and you know what, I just thought all of those hotels and what have you that we have been supporting every year, I know they suffered.
Mm-hmm.
So if we get the chance to go back to them, they're going to be more appreciative. They're going to have a new attitude. Yes. And we can really bargain. So I just want to say I thank everybody, and I thank the minister for allowing us to do Savior's Day virtually this year. The nation did not shut down.
Come on.
We were still up. Minister Ishmael spoke every Sunday. When he did not speak, there were other speakers.
Mm-hmm.
And he even admitted that, you know, it was different speaking to people in the audience. Since he has been going so long without an audience.
Speaking to empty chairs.
Yes. So we have a lot to be thankful for, and I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah, she thought she got a sister. Don't give me that look like that, Brother Carlton. The look that she gave me, bro, it'll stop a cow, but it'll stop a horse running down the street. I told her I was gonna do that. You know, when we were doing the presentation, because she was there in the room with us, and.
Mm-hmm.
And she gave me that look. No, don't do that. Don't do that. So, you know, I didn't do that. But I did it tonight. I had fun. All praise due to Allah. And she did have some great things to say. And the idea about doing it virtual 1 year than doing it in person, that's very, very interesting.
Right.
And
right.
also the fact now we have a bargaining chip. You know, we made money when we didn't have y'all. Talking about your hotels and the, you know what I mean? So I know we come back here and we bringing money up here. Now, look, you got to give us a break because you know you're making money off of us. All right? Because guess what? We done figured out we can make more money without y'all. So, yeah, we got a bargaining chip. Joe does.
That's right.
So, we got anybody else, Brother Carlton? We close down?
Not at this time. Oh, wait a minute. Yes, we do. callers with the last four digits 9014. What's your name and where are you calling from? You are on the air.
Speak up.
Assalamu alaikum, family. This is Sister Hadiya Grand Rapids. I've already made my comment. Thank you. I don't know how I get back in the queue.
Oh, you keep pushing the one. When you push the one, that says that. When you push one, that says to me, I want to speak.
I didn't push anything, brother. My phone was laying on the table.
Oh. Okay.
I'm sorry. I don't know what happened.
Not a problem. All right. Well,
thank
good
you.
To hear you again.
I'm like,
Well, there may be a Mr. God.
It might be. We got somebody else that wants to get in, though.
Okay,
let's
go ahead.
Caller with the last four digits, 8450. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Assalamu alaikum. This is Sister Vivian from Indianapolis, Indiana. I would have
well,
gotten
so long.
I couldn't figure out which button to push. I wanted to... And then when he just said, oh, you pushed one, I was like, oh, one.
Well, thank Allah for Sister Hadiya's mistake. Thank Allah for Sister Hadiya's mistake. We got Vivian in. Go ahead, Sister Vivian.
First of all, I wanted to thank Allah for Savior's Day, for the Ministry of Agriculture, for Sister Ann, Dr. Ridgely, Brother Calden, and Sister Majida, all the hard work you do. We don't get a chance to really lift you all up enough in the work. Farming 1,600 acres is just a lot, and it's a lot of hard work, to say the least. I get exhausted, and I'm dealing with quarter acres, and so I can't even imagine the work and the labor that's involved, but all praise is due to Allah. We Savior's Day was just wonderful. I think that the Ministry of Agriculture presentation was wonderful as well. It was extremely informative for me. I got a lot of ideas. I got re-excited and pumped up because of all the work that's being done around the nation and all the work that needs to be done. I got a lot of calls from people all over wanting to either know how to farm or saying they had land. One brother works with 4 acres in Dayton. A sister contacted me wanting started planting and wanting to know how to do it. There's somebody, a brother in Georgia, that called us that once started plants. He's got, I think he said 16 acres. So I was like, you might want to. But all that to say is that I really wish that we need to do more, I guess, I think, in regards to trying. I think we need to have, we shouldn't wait till next Savior's Day to have more of these presentations and conversations because I think there's, the urgency is obviously there. The day of want is upon us. You, as Dr. Ridgely, as you've mentioned many times, you can see America closing down. We see the natural disasters. Allah is bringing it, the snow, everything. And so it behooves us to implement that Cuban model. Maybe have a class to help teach people how to farm, how to grow food, because from the feedback I'm getting indicates to me that a lot of people want to do something that they don't know how. And so maybe a class where you could charge a fee, and maybe we could use that money to buy a couple of those freeze dryers for the farm in Georgia so that you all can scale up the staple good program there. Anyway, those are just some ideas. I just think we need to have more talks on how to take everything to a next level and let's not wait a whole year until the next Savior's Day. I agree with everything else everybody else said about the COVID vaccine seminar, which is amazing. all the seminars where the plenary sessions. I wasn't able to see them all yet. I'm still catching up, but I love the idea that I can see them all and didn't have to pick and choose. But I just think this was a blessing. I'm still digesting everything that the minister said. I just have to take that in sections because it was so much. but all praise is due to Allah. Thank you for all that y'all do and for all your efforts. All praise is due to Allah.
Well, thank you so much, Sister Zelia. And my wife just mentioned to me that maybe you and Sister Andrea can get together. You know, Sister Andrea wants to have this 10-year celebration and have a like a Zoom conference meeting. Maybe y'all want to get together on that. And also, there are a lot of other people who did not share this past Savior's Day. You know, they can do 2-3-minute, 4-minute presentations of what they're doing in their city and do a PowerPoint. And then we can have a Zoom mini conference where they can project, and also we want to use those small pieces to do regular marketing infomercials to get people to know what we're doing. And the idea of classes, virtual classes, I think that's a great idea. And you know how we is in the Ministry of Agriculture, Sister Vivian. Do you know why? Do you know me? Yeah, you know me, don't you?
Here it comes.
You know me, don't you, Sister Vivian? Huh? What are you talking about, Brother Carlton? You tell me she's in charge? Is she in charge of some of those ideas? And I was advise you to get a committee to help you with your ideas, and let's bring them into fruition because I love them. Sister Ann loves them. So let's make it happen. You know how we take it to Nation of Islam. Make it happen. So get you a group together, and y'all make it happen. We'll support you. And Sister Andrea, check with her because she's already trying to do something for what? Is it June? Yeah, for June, the first or second week in June. So get together with her, okay? Sister Andrea out of St. Louis.
St. Louis? Okay, yes, sir. And I will, I will take charge. We will do this.
Okay, here's my girl Gaynor.
My daughter, Wally.